As promised, we're going to talk with Bobby Brown. Bobby has an unbelievable background. He lives in a place called Tekoa, which is where the prophet Amos came from. It's out in the area of Judea and Samaria. He has been an advisor to several prime ministers. At this point in time, he is working on putting together the reclamation of materials or riches or wealth or items that the Holocaust victims might have lost during the Holocaust. We'll talk to him in just a moment. I want to remind you, this evening and tomorrow all day, we'll be at the Obie Community Church. That's in the area of Cuba, New York, and we're going to be there with Pastor David Cook and all of his fine people. We were with them last evening, telling you about that just a few moments ago. They had a great youth meeting. Andy, his worship leader, was there. These guys were just unbelievable. They had a number of young people there. Great, exciting meeting. Helped me put the materials together. We're looking forward to a fabulous time. It starts at 6 o'clock this evening. If you're in the Obie Community Church area, which is Cuba, New York, we'd love to have you come on over and be with us. Okay, more about that later, but right now, let's get to Bobby Brown. Bobby, this last week, something that is dear to your heart took place. The international community stopped to remember Holocaust Day, and it was a time when the world, and basically because of a resolution, I believe, in the United Nations, stopped to remember those who were killed, slaughtered during the Holocaust. This is important for the world community to do, is it not? We must be aware of what happened 65 years ago.
Well, I think it's exceptionally important now for two reasons. Number one, as the last of the Holocaust survivors turn 80 and 85, we are losing them at a very, very high rate. They're going to the world to come. And they are our witnesses, our first-hand witnesses. They can tell the story. They've got the numbers on the arm. They've got the history that makes what happened come very much alive to the next generation. Those people are now leaving us, and already there are people saying, denying what happened, trying to change what happened, trying to justify what happened, and that is a very hurtful thing that's happening, and it seems very important now that we remember the truth and not listen to lies. The second very important aspect is 75 years ago, when the Nazis came to power in Germany, they made no excuses. They said, we are going to get rid of the Jews. And the world said, well, you know, this is just bluster, and it's not really true, and we can't take it at face value, and the best way would be negotiations and to talk to them. And as Jews tried to leave Germany and then the rest of Europe, they just had nowhere to go. And the world turned their back on Jews, and 6 million people burnt because they were cornered and killed like wild animals. We now, again, something that we kept saying, never again, it will never happen again. Now there is a government that makes no bones about it. It says we will burn the state of Israel. We will kill the Jews who live there. And again, we're talking about 6 to 7 million Jews living in the state of Israel and an Iranian regime that makes no excuses about their right to kill innocents. And I think what has happened now is that the state of Israel has decided to send out its most eloquent speakers to go to various countries, to go to the capitals, to go to the government meetings, and to say, now is the time. We're back in 1935. We're back in 1936. This mad regime can be stopped, but it has to be stopped now. And let's hope that the world learns some lessons. If not, God forbid, we'll be in a very bad situation. We must remember that the Holocaust happened during World War II, and not only Jews were killed, but 20 million innocents were killed because of a madman.
As well. Bobby, it's important as far as the education, not only of the world, but of Jewish people, the young people coming up. And you have the documented evidence there at Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Memorial location there in Jerusalem. There is solid evidence. People are just ridiculous to deny the Holocaust. Am I correct?
Well, the most dramatic symbol of the Holocaust, the Auschwitz concentration camp, we saw a few short weeks ago, anti-Semites who stole the work makes free, Arbeit macht frei sign that all Jews had to pass under before they came to work or to be killed. And again, without that sign, without evidence, eventually the deniers say, well, it really wasn't a concentration camp, it really wasn't a death camp. And yeah, people died because there was a war and there was typhoid, but don't take it at what the Jews say it to be. And what's happening is there is a attempt to downgrade evidence, and the evidence exists, and the name Yad Vashem, which is the official body in Israel that collects information on the Holocaust to remember it, is trying as hard as they can to get the names of as many people as they can. And maybe, by the time all of the efforts are finished, they'll have 4 million names. But so many were killed that we'll never know of who they are and where they are. And they're just numbers. And, you know, in Israel, we try to have every year, Israel celebrates the Holocaust Memorial in April during the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising, the base of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising, when Jews fought back. And they use, the slogan that they want to use is, every name was a person. And it's very hard to imagine 6 million Jews, or 6 million anyone, who died. And that's why someone like Anne Frank made such a dramatic effect, because it wasn't a number, it was a person.
Yes, absolutely. We caught Bobby on the run, by the way. He's talking to us someplace in Israel from his cell phone, and we're so appreciative that he would take a few moments, because this is an important subject that we wanted to talk about here today on Prophecy Today. Bobby is being considered to be a political leader, a diplomat, going to New York City as the Consul General, possibly. We don't know what's going to come out of that, but a very interesting development in the career of Bobby Brown, who is now working on the work with the Holocaust survivors to be able to regain some of their positions. Bobby, I appreciate you taking a moment. I know you're a very busy man. Thank you. You helped us to focus on, I think, a very key issue, not only for the Jewish people, but for the rest of the world, and in particular, the body of Christ, the Christians here in America. Thank you so much, Bobby. Appreciate it.
Jimmy, it's a pleasure talking to you, and thank you, and God bless you, and God bless your audience.